Family of faith, welcome. Welcome. It is so good to be together on this fourth Sunday in Advent that also happens to fall on Christmas Eve this year, which means that we get to spend even more time together as a community of faith today. We hope you will return this evening at 7 p.m. for what we expect to be a very meaningful candlelighting service. But before we rush into this evening's festivities, we have some very exciting things unfolding among us this morning. So I invite you to please let us know that you are here by signing the green pads in your pew, clicking on the link in the chat, which we've fixed, or following the QR code in your bulletin, which has also been fixed. You can also take a moment to fill out a prayer card that you will find in your pew so that we can hold things together in prayer as a family. We will collect those at the children's time. We are so grateful for the many ways that you show your generosity, including financially. If you'd like to make an offering, there's a table in the back where you can give each week, or you can always come by the office. Now, tomorrow marks a very special anniversary in the Church of the Brethren. 300 years ago, on Christmas Day in Germantown, the first Brethren baptisms in America took place. Friends, they had to break the ice in order to get in the water. That is counting well the cost. What a gift to be part of this rich history, to get to choose for ourselves to follow Christ, to still be challenged by the work of peace and justice, to keep having the chance to explore Scripture together, where we can each bring a different point of view. What a gift to continue the work of Jesus peacefully, simply, and together. Now, I think we got all the kids who are in the pageant videos named in the bulletin, except for Leo, who I hope is joining us on Zoom. Sorry about that, Leo, and we're so glad that you sent a video. Thanks so much to all of our children and all of the adults who have made our weekly pageants possible, for taking the time to record together, and for the parts that you have learned for these live sections. It has been a joy all the way around. And kids, listen up. You have done so well, all of you. We are so proud of you and so grateful for bringing the story of Christ's birth alive for us. Today in worship, in addition to the mini pageant that takes us to the manger, we also look at the songs of Zechariah and Mary that happen before Christ's birth. As soon as Zechariah's voice returns, his first words are of gratitude and blessing. He sings a story of praise for God's protection and God's promises, and then he showers a blessing on his newborn son. After Elizabeth proclaims blessings upon Mary, Mary sings, "My soul magnifies God and my spirit rejoices in God." Mary sings about a God of liberation. She expresses a hope that intertwines joy and justice. As we prepare for the birth of Christ, what songs of hope, of joy, of justice, of love are brimming in our hearts, ready to break forth in praise? Thank you.
Would you stand and join me in the opening responsive reading? How does a weary world practice love?
By sending cards and picking up the phone.
By practicing empathy and assuming the best in others. By learning people's stories and finding common ground.
By advocating for justice and saving a place at the table.
There are a million ways to practice love. So today we light the candle of love as a reminder and a charge.
With God's help, may we bring love into a weary world.
The Sound of Hope by Sarah R. Speed. We've been singing a sad song for quite some time, the melody sinking with our heartbeats, the lyrics stamped to the front of our minds. You say sad songs are honest. It's hard to disagree, for sad songs tap us on the shoulder. Sad songs remind us of the 100 different corners heartbreak could be behind. But I don't have it in me to sing a sad song forever. So, despite the news, despite the aches in my body, despite the phone call last night that says she's waiting for the test results, despite yesterday's shooting, despite the unknown and unchanged, I am going to sing a song of hope. Like a canary in a snowstorm, I don't need another song of what is. I need a song of what could be. So sing with me. Our voices may get drowned out by the wind, but surely someone will ask, was that a flash of yellow in the snow? Was that the sound of hope?
Thank you.
It's time for the younger among us to make their way forwards for the children's story. If you've got a prayer card, you're welcome to hold it up, and the kids will come by to pick it up and bring it forward. I love that picture, Tavy, from the Christmas program. Oh, that's great. Guys, I am so glad you're all here, because this is it. The final and biggest scene in our pageant. Thank you all for the ways that you've helped us tell the story throughout this Advent season. Now, this morning, I'm actually going to need a little bit more help from you guys. Where was Jesus born again? In the manger. What kind of building?
It's a stable.
Right. And so around him,
there were no hospitals, there were no
workers. That's right, but what was around him? Animals. So I need you guys to help me out. You guys can come on over here and get into some costumes. My other helpers can get into your
positions.
Here we go.
Chickens.
No chickens, just some of these sheep costumes. You can find this. Here you go, Sally, put this on. Pastor Cindy will get you some ears. Here we go. Oh, yes. Do you want that one or a big one? You can go, sheep can get your ears. Excellent. Once you're ready, you can come join me over here. Oh, that's a perfect sheep. All right. Animal sound check. Oh, that's good. That's great. I like it. Oh, excellent. Oh, very good. We have some excellent livestock here. Oh, very good. All right, welcome sheep. All right, gather around and listen up. Cece, you can come join the rest of the flock here. Gather around and listen up. Listen up. Listen up, my children. Listen to Sam as he takes it away. All right, Sam, go for it.
It was very close to time for Mary's miracle baby to be born, but the emperor had ordered everyone to return to the home of their ancestors. Joseph's family came from Bethlehem, so they began the long journey. But where would they stay the night? Joseph set out to find a room, but everywhere he went, this is what he got.
So technically, there aren't any rooms left, but I've got some connections, and I think I found us a place.
Connections?
My third cousin, twice removed, he said they got space for us, as long as we don't mind sharing it with the ox.
I guess the ox will have to do, because the baby is coming now.
Wait, Now? Yes, now.
Meanwhile, there were shepherds out in the fields keeping watch over their flocks by night.
Angels came to us in the fields to tell us about your very special child. They say he's the Messiah. We had to see for ourselves.
Angels? Really? Hold on. About this tall, and they really like to sneak up on people?
You know them.
We've met.
Oh, so sorry to disturb you, sir. We were just telling your wife here that angels visited us in the fields to tell us the good news about your baby. That he's the Messiah, the Savior of all the world.
Can you believe it? Oh, God's child born in a barn, and I get to be its mother.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains.
You guys are the best singing sheep I have ever heard. Now, sheep, listen up. I want to thank you for all the ways that you have helped us tell the story throughout the Advent season. What a blessing. I hope that you'll join us tonight as we light the final candle in our Advent wreath, the Christ candle, and we sing more songs to welcome this very special baby. And tonight, Pastor Cindy has a little gift for each of you. Too. So we'll see you then. Have a great day. Thank you for being a part of it.
gracious, it looks like sheep shearing up here. This morning's scripture is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 67 to 79. Let us hear these words of praise and prophecy. John's father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he had said through his prophets long ago. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the path of peace."